again. This is Kay with Cafe with another NUSD Conversations podcast. And today we are talking about attendance, specifically that September is Attendance Awareness Month. But because school for us begins in August, we want to share with you all the reasons why attendance matters. And joining me today is Shayla Allen. Shayla, thank you so much for joining us. Please introduce yourself to those who may not know who you are.
Thank you, Kay. It's so good to be here. I am Shayla Allen. I am the social worker liaison for Natomas Unified School District, and the population that I serve is our families experiencing homelessness and our foster youth.
Thank you so much, Shayla. And for families out there and for students, it's been a summer. I'm sure you all have had fun, but now it's time to go back to school, which can be fun too. So especially for our early learners and our parents of early learners and guardians of early learners, you know, why is going back to school or getting into school or just going to school, period, why does it matter? Why is it important?
So it's important because coming into our TK and kindergarten grades, it really helps build the foundation of school for our children. You know, this is where our kids learn to interact socially with peers, how to get along with peers, you know, just how to be in a structured space and understand how school works, you know, learning about rules and how rules keep us safe, and just really being an atmosphere that's educating and teaching them, not just educationally, but emotionally and socially, how to, I don't want to say the word behave, but to kind of adapt to new environments. We talk about good stress, right? So taking a five-year-old who's going into kindergarten is something that we would consider to be good stress. It teaches them how to be flexible and how to change and how to communicate with children their age and with their teachers and with their peers at school. So it really is something that helps build the foundation for their educational future.
And that's such an important thing, right? Because kids at that age or students that age around, you know, younger than five, that's when they're really growing their brains. Mm-hmm. And we also want to, you know, share and really just hammer in that Natomas Unified is committed to providing a safe, engaging learning environment, right, Shayla?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We take a lot of strides into making sure our not just our children, but their families feel secure with sending their children to our schools and our district. And so building that foundation with our teachers and the team and our admin staff and having all these social workers at every single school really builds a structure around these kids where they feel secure about their learning. Because if you don't feel safe at school, you're not going to be able to focus on learning and being educated because you have all these other stressors. So Natomas has done a really good job putting structures in place that help secure these kids while they are at school.
And Shayla, we do offer social emotional supports because we do have social workers on site. Tell us about some of the supports that some of our school sites offer.
Absolutely. So Natomas has really done a good job of making sure each school site is adequate enough to really help our social workers support our children. So some sites have calming rooms. Some sites offer lunch bunch time for the kiddos. And do they offer small groups, right? So it's groups coming together and doing some emotional support activities together, socializing support activities together, and just learning how to support these kids, whether it be individual or in a small group.
So whatever barrier you may be facing, we here at Natomas Unified want to help our families because we are your partner in making sure that your student excels academically.
We also service our families experiencing homelessness and our foster youth population. Like if our kids need bikes or Razor scooters or skateboards, those are all means to get to school. We also support them in that area too by purchasing like bikes and things like that to help them with their transportation to school.
Again, if you have any questions about any programs or resources that you want access to, please work with your students' school staff. Thank you again for joining us here. This has been another Conversations with NUSD. I'm Kay with Cafe. This has been Shayla Allen. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day, and we will see you in school. This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.